The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to take control of the airwaves, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Thorium versus uranium, Betamax versus VHS. Whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live, those are some of the things we've been discussing here
Thor
tonight.
Thor wins, hands down.
Thor?
Thorium is named after
God
Thor.
God of Thunder.
Was it really?
The God of Thunder.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, we talk about whatever you want here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE in the Wii. Tonight includes me, Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And I don't know what they named Betamax after, but if you really want to know, we could probably find that
the
out.
The fish, maybe?
I don't know. I think it's something else. I was actually just looking
or
at the Wikipedia
Or maybe it's the
article.
Greek letter?
There is a Greek letter involved. Wikipedia, I believe, has the answer there. We'll go to your calls and thoughts here, and if we get the chance, we can talk about a man who has hung himself because of frustrations over what the government was doing to him. Plus, Daryl has a story about revenge porn that we have yet to get to. But first, we go to Paul on Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Paul. You are on the air. Do we have Paul? Paul in I don't know where. Paul going once. Paul going twice. You know what? Sometimes there's an issue with my computer's sound card, and I don't know how the hell to fix it beyond resetting it. Looks like my sound card's okay, so it must be Paul. All right, so we'll check back with Paul here in a little bit. Maybe he went was in the bathroom or something. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. So I mentioned earlier we were talking about garbage, and there's just a quick story here out of Seattle where apparently it's now going to be a finable offense to put too much food in your garbage can.
Well, what if it's a compost can?
That's what they want you to compost.
You wouldn't have a can that they would throw out, right? Do they have compost cans that are collected by the city?
No.
I don't think they do now.
No, this would be for what you put out on the curb.
Oh, okay.
So the idea is they're going to be able to sift around through your garbage and determine whether
what
or not
a waste of time. Why would they doesn't that lose them money if they're sifting through your trash? Like,
they're government employees. They don't care about efficiency.
How are they going to decide how much? Like, are they going to weigh each trash and, like, decide the proportions? Like, this much is food and this much is...
I think they're just going to eyeball it. According to the story here, the Seattle Times, they have passed at the city council a new ordinance that would mean fines for people who toss too many table scraps into the trash. Under the current SPU, Seattle Public Utilities rules, people living in single-family homes are encouraged but not required to dispose of food waste and compostable paper products in compost bins. Apartment buildings must have compost bins available, but residents of apartment buildings aren't required to use them, and businesses are not subject to any composting requirements. Under the new rules, however, collectors can take a cursory look each time they dump trash into a garbage truck. If they see compostable items making up 10% or more of the trash, they will enter the violation into a computer system that their trucks already carry and will leave a ticket on the garbage bin that says to expect a $1 fine on their next garbage bill.
Is that an eyeballed 10% by volume or 10% by weight?
I don't think they're going to be weighing it, so I think they're just going to be eyeballing it.
Right, but are they bait? You know what version of 10% are they using? Because banana peel is going to be longer than say like a folded up napkin.
Yeah,
and would weigh more, but an orange peel is going to be smaller and weigh less than say a pizza box.
I don't know how they're going to do it, Daryl. I would just say it's just going to be some garbage man looking at your trash and determining whether or not, arbitrarily, whether or not it's more than 10%.
Everybody get a fine.
Apartment buildings and businesses will be subject. And, of course, there's no way you'll be able to challenge
it.
Right.
The trash is gone.
Are you going to take it to court and be like, hey, I didn't. Do you have photo evidence of
this
trash?
Take pictures of all of the trash that you put in your can.
Yeah, that's just it. There's no way to challenge it because the trash is gone. The evidence in this case has been disposed of. Apartment buildings and businesses.
Ooh, you could then potentially, and of course this is not legal advice, but potentially you could get the ticket thrown out because the evidence was destroyed.
That's true, but most people won't take these things to court, and they probably won't know how if they could take them to court to do so. They're, as always, the government counts on your ignorance and your willingness to, or your unwillingness to go through the difficulty of the court process to avoid this. Plus, who's going to want to go to court over a dollar fine? They're
right. How far are they going to push this petty fining?
Oh, they'll keep pushing it because apparently a third violation will result in a $50 fine. So it sounds like it's no big deal up front, but it's not.
$5, $5, $50.
Yeah. Well, $1, $1, and then $50. Dumpsters, they say, will be checked by inspectors on a random basis at apartment buildings and businesses. Now, as I made clear, the $50 fine thing is listed in the same paragraph as the apartment buildings and businesses, so maybe that doesn't apply to single-family homes. It's not made real clear. Collectors will begin tagging garbage bins and dumpsters with educational tickets starting on January 1st when they find violations, but fines won't start until July 1st.
Wait, don't you think they would make more money if they went after places like restaurants? You know, like, I'm sure someplace like Olive Garden throws away hundreds of pounds of food every single day.
Well, I don't think, let's see, businesses will be subject. So, yeah, I guess restaurants are going to have to start ponying up here.
That,
unless they're exempted.
Or composting and selling their old food and actually making money off of it, which wouldn't be a bad idea. But I still think that this whole regulation thing is ridiculous.
I don't know. And
how are they going to determine too much?
And a lot of places, there are regulations against restaurants giving food to homeless people. There's probably some corporate policy about, you know, don't give away whatever's left over because then it would, you know, wind up encouraging people to make sure that they cook a little extra so I get to take home a big giant bowl of linguine because I cooked a little extra, ha ha ha. So it's really going to be interesting to see how the businesses wind up responding to this.
Well, according to the SPU's director, Tim Kroll, he says that they don't expect to collect many fines. They say the city outlawed recyclable items from the trash 9 years ago, but since then they've collected less than $2,000 in fines. He says the point isn't to raise revenue. We care more about reminding people to separate their materials. SPU asked the council to consider a new ordinance because the agency is falling short of its recycling and composting goals. Their recycling rate for 2013 was 56%, a slight improvement over 2012, but not on pace to meet their goal of 60% for 2015.
So, just real quick, it said in the last 9 years they've only collected
$2,000.
$2,000 worth of fines. Is that because people aren't paying the fines or they're not writing the tickets?
Not making that clear.
They're probably not writing the tickets because they have to search through the trash. And this is probably going to end up in a similar scenario where they're not making a lot of money off of it, really, but they're not really writing the tickets for it just because nobody wants to spend the time searching through trash. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me like, you know, they're not actually going to spend all that time. Like, yes, they want to encourage people to recycle more, but they just want to make the law and then kind of, like, forget about it. That's what they do with, you know, most of these petty ordinances anyway.
Well, they're saying here that collectors are already checking garbage bins regularly for recyclable items. So they're already sifting through people's garbage looking to issue fines. They just aren't allegedly writing very many of them. And I think it comes back to what you were talking about earlier, Daryl, with this episode of Penn & Teller's BS, where they brought out bin after bin after bin and kept introducing this homeowner, this, you know, guy who didn't know that he was on a hidden camera, you know, setup, kept introducing new bins for him to put things into, separating, more separation. And because people have been trained so effectively to believe that this is necessary to save the world, that, you know, they're more than happy to do it, right? So that's why that it's going to go relatively smoothly. And of course, it's Seattle, which is sort of that, sort of got that lefty flavor to it in the first place. SPU claims this new law will generate 38,000 tons in additional compost annually, he says. And so again, they're already looking through your trash if you're there in Seattle. The council, by the way, voted unanimously on this, 9-0. Now, the fines are starting at a dollar. But there's no reason why they can't raise those in another 10 years or 5 years or whatever to
or
10
next
bucks,
year.
Or, yeah, or next year. So tell me how you feel about this one. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm grateful I live in a place where the government doesn't pick up my garbage, where we can throw, you know, things out and it's not a problem here and everything's okay. And I'd rather have the market handle garbage disposal rather than have bureaucrats come up with arbitrary rules to try to encourage behavior. Let's come up with more persuasive methods to encourage behavior rather than fines and possible jail time. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything. Revenge porn. Now, Gerald's going to tell us about that. Apparently, one of the revenge porn laws is being challenged. We'll find out more here in a little bit. And if we get the chance, we'll tell you about a man who hung himself after frustration built for over a decade of being harassed by the local town bureaucrats here in right next door here to our Keene studios in New Hampshire. Our toll free
not right next door. Well, it was in a neighboring town.
Next door is in town over, basically. Two towns over. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, join us online. Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge when it counts, check out Modafinil from modup.net. Studies show 1 in 5 students are using this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen are also talking about Modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work and giving them the critical edge they need. They make it affordable for everyone to take advantage of the benefits of Modafinil by being 80 to 85% lower in price than the brand name. But don't mistake low prices for inferior quality. They ensure that purity and potency are consistent to that of the branded version. Now remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show and modup.net ships worldwide. It's your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go to modup.net, and if you pay with Bitcoin, you'll get an even better discount, 33% off their already low prices. And to make the deal even sweeter, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, that's code FTL at modup.net for world-class service on a great price for Modafinil. Modup, M-O-D-U-P.net, code FTL. Let's go to, we're going to try Paul on the line here in, I'm still not sure where he is, but he's on Skype, and he said he was muted last time, so now hopefully he is unmuted. Paul, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you, but unfortunately we're having more technical difficulties. I'm going to bring you back here in just a moment. Stand by, Paul. Meantime, Daryl, tell me, what is revenge porn?
So revenge porn, and there are actually several definitions, so I'm not really sure which one the correct definition is, but I'll go with the one that I've heard the most.
All right.
Revenge porn is when a couple had consensually made a pornographic film, and then after splitting up, one of the partners posted it online without the consent of the other partner.
Now, it may not be a film, it could just be photos, right? That
could also be photos, but I think most of the time it is video.
I don't know if that's true, because I think it probably would be more common for a girlfriend or boyfriend to take nude photos of themselves and send those. So, for instance, not necessarily the actual sex act with two people, but naked pictures of oneself, say, on like a vacation, or if you've got a long-distance relationship like that, just because it'd be easier and faster to snap a photo and send that rather than record a full, you know, movie of something
happening.
But we'll get into what's going on here. I believe I've fixed the issues here. We're going to try Paul for the third and hopefully magical third time. Paul, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you
sound
hear me?
Crisp. You sound clear.
Much better.
We can actually put you on the air this time. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So I'm calling in about this Boston Strong video that I think Cantwell posted. Is that
Boston Strong? Yes, this is a person, not a slogan, but somebody that is called Boston Strong by some of the activists in the Keene area.
I don't think that this guy refers to himself in that manner.
Actually, from what I understand, he refers to himself as Boston.
Is that his Facebook name? Or is that
His name on Facebook
is. Just his alias, maybe.
I believe that is what he goes by among friends, and somehow he got called Boston Strong by some of the activists in the area because of his anger.
I think he was wearing a Boston Strong t-shirt one day.
Okay.
Yeah, so this guy is a member of what is a group called Stop Free Keene, which is a local group of haters, people who are very angry about the liberty activists in the area, and they have organized to some extent to try to stop us. I'm not sure exactly how they plan on doing that, but apparently it has something to do with telling lies in a lot of cases and being very angry and spreading libel and misinformation.
And possibly stealing newspapers.
possibly as well. So Boston Strong is one of those people, and he happens to live about three houses down from the LRN.FM studios, which is across the street.
That's unfortunate.
Which is across the street from Christopher Cantwell's house as well. And the Boston Strong video to which you refer is actually, as we speak, the top story at freekeen.com. Garrett Ian, one of the bloggers there, posted an opinion piece where he is not happy with the behavior of both Christopher Cantwell or Boston Strong. And so anyone who hasn't seen the video, you can just go to freekeen.com. It's right there right now. But I'll put a link in on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter as well. What were your comments, Paul?
Well, it's more of a question. You know, I've been listening to you guys for a long time and kind of following the movement in Keene, I guess. And I remember when there was this Robin Hood controversy and people were kind of yelling at each other and, you know, while the Robin Hooding was going on, which is saving people from, meter tickets if the listeners don't know. And I remember there was kind of some heated words going on a couple years ago. And I correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's when the Stop Free Keene thing kind of came about. But I didn't really, when I watched this video, I just didn't understand how did it get, what was the leap or what happened between these arguments sort of in the street over the meter maids to now people are driving by screaming, stealing a flag allegedly, all of this, like what is going on? There's now all these people are involved doing stuff. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So let's see if we can recap briefly here for our listeners who may be just tuning in. Free Keene is a website that sort of catalogs activism in the Keene area as part of this movement of liberty loving people who've come here and have done various different types of activism. And Robin Hooding, as you mentioned, is one of them, which is, you know, sort of activism where you go and you save people from getting parking tickets. Well, it turns out some people like the parking tickets and they like the parking meter enforcers. And so they feel like the Robin Hooders are harassing the meter maids. And so they've made it their job to, you know, give us a taste of our own medicine is the idea. They want to harass us back is the idea. Now, of course, there's no harassment going on of the meter maids at all. That's a ridiculous claim. But I understand.
But even if there was,
yeah,
the Superior Court judge ruled that it is protected speech.
That's
because
true.
Their contract and their employment handbook says that they are to endure verbal and mental abuse.
Legally, that's true. I don't believe I'm mentally abusing or verbally abusing anybody, but obviously everybody has an opinion about that.
Well, you could believe that, but they could believe something differently.
Their opinion is different. Their opinion is that it is harassment and that they want to do something about it. So some people have gotten violent over this. Garrett Ian has been physically threatened multiple times and attacked on the streets while doing Robin Hooding by some of these thoughtless thugs, basically, locally. And it's no secret where the studio is here. It's no secret where the Keene activists... where the Keene Activist Center is, and so, you know, it's not like we're hiding, and so therefore this location has become the target. Even though there are dozens of, you know, free staters, liberty activists in the Keene area, the one known location is this location. So, of course, it's going to be the target for theft and vandalism and for people shouting and screaming out in front of the house and things like that. We can continue with the discussion here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you'd like. We can talk more about revenge porn here in a moment. One of the revenge porn laws has apparently been challenged, and Daryl has that story. Also, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you are online at all, wherever it is, whether it's at home or at work, your laptop, your smartphone, you got to get ProXPN to protect yourself. It's a global virtual private network which encrypts your data connection, meaning that your internet service provider, if you're using ProXPN, your ISP won't know what you're doing anymore. And right now, they're probably keeping records of every website you visit, every search you make, for in some cases, as long as 5 years. You can stop that from happening by going and getting ProXPN's free software over at proxpn.com/FTL. It's available for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, plus Linux users. You can even get ProXPN set up as well. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use our promo codes when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account. You'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites as well. So proxpn.com/FTL. Use these codes, FTL50, to get 50% off the price of the annual account. That breaks down to about $5 a month. And also, that's a lifetime discount. That's not going to be some limited time deal. That's the lifetime of your account. You get that discount. Or get a better discount by paying with Bitcoin for the annual plan. You'll get 62% off if you use code FTLBTC. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and Bitcoin like or BTC like Bitcoin. So it's a great discount on privacy that's priceless. Plus, you get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose but your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. We've got Paul with us here. He was curious to know more about the video that's currently posted over at freekeen.com, and I will post it, or I did post it actually, to the Free Talk Live Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. The Boston Strong conflict between our Wednesday night co-host Christopher Cantwell and local freedom hater Boston Strong. Now, you had asked what had precipitated this conflict. Well, Boston Strong had been driving by the LRN studios and the Keene Activist Center and Chris Cantwell's house and yelling, "Get a job!" at the top of his lungs on a daily basis. That's all
times a day.
Yeah, that's all he ever yells. He doesn't have any other insults that, you know,
maybe
he ever throws out.
His job is yelling, "Get a job," at everybody else. Like, somebody hired him to do that.
I doubt it. I think he's
said he was a plumber.
Yeah, he's a plumber, for sure. He's got a real, plumbing truck and things like that. But what brought this about is people being angry at the activism here. They hate all of the activism some of them hate all of the activism. Some of them might like some of it, but I don't know what they like, because they don't ever talk about what they like. They talk about what they don't like. And they hate it, and they want to do something about it, and they are, there are only so many options of things they can do. They can get violent, they can get loud, and they can be obnoxious.
Right, but they want to pretend like they're the good guys, so they don't really go out and, openly get violent. They just yell.
There are a few that have gotten violent, but most of them don't get violent. But yelling certainly is within the purview. Although, ever since Chris Cantwell went over there and had his argument with Boston Strong, the yelling has stopped, at least from Boston Strong. He has not yelled since he's driven by in the first place. But none of this should be surprising or unexpected. I think a lot of people in the movement are looking at this and saying, "Oh, you people in Keene, see, you're clearly doing things wrong. People don't like you." Well,
but
guess
we just resolved an issue.
What do you mean?
It means you're doing something right, I think.
But what do you mean?
People are getting upset. But you said that Boston Strong was yelling, and after having the discussion with Cantwell, now he doesn't yell.
Well, it was the police that came along, and I think that discouraged him.
Police that were called by one of the neighbors. Because they saw some people having a confrontation in the middle of the street or something.
The police didn't tell him that he couldn't yell. They just suggested that he stop yelling.
That's a little irritating. People can't even have a yelling match on their front lawn anymore without people calling the cops.
Well, I mean, who wants to have a bunch of people shouting out in front of their house at 10 o'clock at night? I guess it wasn't 10. It was like 7 at night when that happened. Who really wants that to happen? I mean, that's pretty disruptive, and it's kind of trashy. I don't think that, I don't think that Chris was behaving very gentlemanly in this particular episode. But at the same time, I don't think he was wrong for wanting to go over and talk to the man who was screaming at the top of his lungs out in front of his house on a daily basis.
And obviously, I don't know what was going through either person's mind, but based on having watched the video, I think when the police officer said, certainly you can yell at him every day, but he could also come stand
over
on your front, on the sidewalk in front of your house and yell at you to not yell at him.
And I don't think Boston Strong wants that to happen, so he just
continued.
I think
that's what clicked in his head. Oh, wait, so, yeah,
they
I don't
can
want
yell
this.
Too. Hmm. So there
so
you go.
So he didn't expect anybody to stand up to him, is what you're saying.
Maybe.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen to where some of the people in Stop Free Keene are somehow saying that this is Free Keene shutting down their freedom of speech.
So there you go, Paul. So you had said that you thought this was expected because it should be.
Yeah. To me, this really seems like on their part, the Stop Free Keene, it seems kind of like this roundabout ad hominem in a way, It's like they're not willing to do their own type of activism. They're really not willing to do anything except for attack the actual people.
That's correct. They did once upon a time in springtime come out and do a protest against us, essentially a counter-protest. Where I was really impressed. They got 21 people to come out and hold signs that were very anti-freedom, anti-freakeen, anti-me, actually, in a lot of cases.
It's surprising they don't stand for anything, really. They just stand against anything that freakeen does.
They have no ideas.
It takes special gymnastics of logic to make sense of what they're saying.
And among the group, they have different political viewpoints, right? So some of them might be sort of lefty, some of them might be right, etc. One of them even claims to be a free stater who's in the Stop Free King group. So there's all kinds of different political perspectives in there as well. They don't all have the same idea. The only thing they have in common is that they don't like us. They don't like the liberty activists in the area. And of course, the liberty people, some people in the liberty movement, you know, there's always critics. They say, well, this is evidence you're doing it wrong. But in my opinion, this is evidence we're having an impact. Because if Free Keen, which is just a blog, you know, if Free Keen were to shut down tomorrow, it wouldn't stop the liberty movement from coming here and getting active. But the fact is we're having an impact, and people realize that, because if we weren't having an impact, if all we were was just, you know, some kids doing activism and no one cared about, then they wouldn't be responding in this way. But because we represent the potential for change, and because that potential is realistic, then I think that's the reason why that people are getting angry about it.
Right, and I think it lessens the potential when people who are, you know, fellow liberty supporters are arguing with people who are supposed to have similar, you know, similar desires, and they're saying, like, oh, you're doing it wrong. Why don't you try to do it the right way, then? Like, instead
that's
of pointing out other people's flaws, why
or
don't
tell
you just
me what
try to
the right way is,
yeah.
Other than just
teach
that
people,
way.
Different. Something
education.
Else. So, Paul, final thoughts. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one last question. Who is that jerk turkey calling a pedophile? Like, what's that about?
Oh, yeah, one of their favorite insults against me is to call me a pedophile because I have a girlfriend who is a teenager. And apparently they don't understand what a pedophile actually is. A pedophile is somebody who's attracted to children. And they of course, believe that the legal definition of a child is what a child is.
I think they do understand what it is. It's just that that's something that they feel like they can yell at you. You know,
agitate you.
Yeah, they're intentionally taking something out of context, intentionally not understanding the situation because it suits their insults and their feelings or whatever.
Right, but I'm sure that if the legal age of adulthood was 27 and Ian was dating someone that was 26, they would still yell pedophile because, well, legally...
Yeah.
Right, there's some arbitrary number chosen.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There is enough time for you with your thoughts. The pedophile definition of that is someone who is attracted to sexually a child, and the definition of a child is someone who has not hit puberty. No, that's not me. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for you with your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. So enjoy. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. You've heard about Keen and some of the activism that goes on here, but also the activism going on across New Hampshire as the Free State Project continues to move new liberty-loving people here who care about freedom enough to actually do something, to pick up their lives, as the three of us have done. We wouldn't know each other if it weren't for the Free State Project, and I'm so grateful that I know you guys. It's been great.
Oh, thanks, Ian.
Yeah, by the way, my name's Ian, and you are?
Ellen.
And I'm Daryl.
So we all moved here as part of the Free State Project, the idea to concentrate activism in one place. And guess what? When you concentrate activism in one place, your activism becomes more effective because you have more people doing more things. There's more variety out there. More people are trying different things, and some things are more effective at others. And sometimes when you have effective activism, people are going to get wind of it, and the people that love the state, the people, especially the ones that work for the state, and the friends and family members of the ones that work for the state, well, guess what? They're not going to like it very much. They're not going to like that you're here doing these things, whether it's winning office, winning election, or whether it's doing civil disobedience, or whether it's simply holding parking enforcers accountable for their actions.
Or publishing a newspaper.
You've had your paper stolen, allegedly.
Out of four different newspaper boxes.
Well, don't you understand, Daryl? You're part of Free Keen, so therefore you must be bad.
Don't you give your paper out for free?
I do, but, you know, generally a free newspaper means you take one, not all 200 that are in the bin.
Right. Right. Well, there's really no way to regulate that, though. I mean, if they're all free, you have to expect somebody's going to abuse that.
Right, but, you know, it's one of those known things of, you know...
Unspoken rules of society.
You don't take all 200 newspapers...
It'd be like me going into a restaurant and taking all of the ketchup packets.
There have actually been people that have done that and gotten arrested. So in this case, Daryl has... you've come up with an interesting solution, or at least an idea. I don't know if it's going to be a solution. But
right.
So I got the idea actually from one of the other people that lives here in Keene.
Another activist.
That worked for the college newspaper down at UMass when he was in college down there, and they had a similar thing. It actually was not the official college newspaper. It was the alternative college newspaper.
Yep.
They ran an article that apparently was not friendly to the administration of the school, and people from the student government and the official newspaper took all of the newspapers. Mm. They called campus police. Campus police said, it's not theft because it's free. So they put something on their newspaper that said, first copy free, additional copies, $5. So then it makes taking more than one, taking a thing of value without permission.
Which is theft.
Which is theft.
So we're going to continue. Your calls are welcome. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But if you look at just regular politics, that's a nasty business. Anybody in regular politics who's done campaigning before knows that if you put out campaign signs, those things are going to get stolen. They're going to be mutilated, and that's common. It's a nasty, nasty game, and so no one should be surprised that even if you're not doing politics, if all you're doing is putting out a newspaper or some civil disobedience or protesting or whatever, that people are going to they're going to flip you the bird. They're going to yell, "Get a job!" They're going to insult you. They're going to make things up about you. They're going to smear your character because you represent change, and people generally are uncomfortable with change. They feel like they're free already. This is a common statement made by some of the people in Stop Free Keene. Well, we don't appreciate them coming here to try to free us. We're already free.
I feel like it's more of an ego thing. If they were to allow you to spread your opinion, then they'd have to admit that they were wrong about something. And that's not something that people like to do.
People always like to
believe that they know everything already. They don't need your help.
They don't like change, and they don't want to be wrong. So you're absolutely right. And so some of them will lash out in very dangerous ways as a result of that. But I'm grateful that, nobody has been killed over this. There has been there was a young man who was pushed into a fountain earlier this year who actually, in point of fact, was not a Free State Project participant. He was just a local who might have gotten a little bit into it with somebody in the park over some of these issues, and things got a little heated, and some thug came and pushed him into the fountain, which severely injured him,
unfortunately. Broke his neck, fractured a leg.
But, if you think back to the 1960s and the movement for freedom back then, Martin Luther King and others, there were people who were killed, lynched.
Yeah,
those weren't uncommon.
Gladly, it hasn't reached that point yet, but
right.
I could see it escalating if these events were allowed to continue going.
They're going to continue. I mean, more people are going to move here, and more people are going to win election, and laws are going to, get repealed and changed, and, they can fight all they want. It's not going to stop the progress. People are going to come here, and if you're scared, then, you don't belong here in New Hampshire. You don't belong doing activism if you're afraid of what might happen to you as a result of some people being angry, because even if you think that you're safe doing politics, you're not safe doing politics, because if you start to have an impact in politics, then they'll arrest you. They'll manufacture reasons to come after your business. They'll find zoning violations at your home or your business. They'll target you in whatever way they can, even if it's not, direct threats to your person. So you got to expect that stuff when you get into this game. Let's go to the phones here. Will is in Tennessee via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
First of all, don't feel bad about the crazy stuff that you have to deal with from these people. I have articles that have been written about us when we first started making a real difference in the way people perceive Muslims, where Even though I don't have a passport, I travel to the Middle East on a regular basis. And even though my wife is ethnically Indian and is born and raised in Nairobi, Kenya, she's Iranian.
Okay, so, now you've piqued my curiosity. How do you travel to the Middle East on a regular basis with no passport?
Exactly, but that's what's written in articles about me. So it doesn't even have to be true anymore.
Okay. So you're saying they're lying about that? Because I was going to say, I want to know. Let me know how you do that, because that sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to figure it out, too. You know, that's what I was saying. It's like, man, boy, I wish I knew how to travel back and forth without a passport. That's really something.
Oh, I know, because you're one of those Muslims, and Muslims don't need passports, and neither do, you know, quote-unquote illegals. You just need to go and tell the people, like, I'm okay, and then they let you get on the airplane.
So you are Will from the Muslims for Liberty. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was actually calling about some, you know, you guys are always have a keen eye for media deception and media bias. And I was noticing that, you know, the latest fantastical, sensational story is about a workplace violence that happened today.
The beheading.
A guy was fired from his job yesterday and returned to his job today and murdered two of his coworkers.
I have not heard about this.
It's the top story at Drudge Report right now.
I feel very ignorant and as though I'm not doing my job as a journalist.
Well, this isn't a journalism show anyway, but you are a journalist because you do a newscast. So what are they misrepresenting? What's your interpretation here, Will?
Well, funny enough, another story that wasn't the top story on Drudge Report this week was a man in Alabama.
My hometown, actually.
On Tuesday of this week, was fired from his job Monday, went home, came back to work the next day, and murdered two of his coworkers.
According to the news reports that I had read, he was fired earlier in the month, and he had done some kind of appeal to get the job back, and that was rejected on Monday.
Okay, so these are two different stories about someone killing two coworkers?
Yes. Right. One in Birmingham, Alabama, a UPS worker.
And the other in Oklahoma.
Yes. Okay. But only one of them is top shelf national news.
Because of a beheading, right?
Well, that's to be, you know.
Or is it something to do with religion or political viewpoint? Why were these people murdered?
That's why I see. Well, that's just it. They haven't really given a reason. They've said that the guy who committed the murders today talked to his coworkers about Islam. But that's all they say in the article. They don't say it's a motivation or for anything. They just kind of drop that little bitty piece of information into the middle of the article, though it has no relation to anything and is never tied to anything else in the story. So that kind of gives the impression that we have, you know, a story about one guy that kills two of his coworkers isn't national news because he's a white guy who, you know, it says in the article his pastor thinks that it was because he was in financial distress.
You know what I would like, Will, is for you to call in tomorrow. I think this would be a good top of the show for our Saturday night show so we can get into more detail on this. Because a lot of people don't understand Islam and they think that, you know, somebody who beheads, just because one person commits a beheading that everybody of the religion believes in that. I know that's not true, but we don't have time to talk about it now. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.com is the website.
Org.
Thanks, man. See you tomorrow.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oath Keepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.